Hello there, I'm your fat.
Well, hello there. You're my fat?
Sure, I'm that important layer of fat in your body.
Hey, Mr. Fat, welcome to Nature Corner. Does everybody have a layer of you?
Sure they do.
Even real skinny people?
Positively, Uncle Bob. Everybody has a nice layer of me, or they couldn't live.
Wow, you sound like you're super important, Mr. Fat.
Oh, I am. The intelligent creator knew what he was doing when he put me inside your body.
He sure did. Where are you located?
Between your muscles and your bottom layer of skin.
Mm-hmm. All over my body?
Yes, in some places a little thicker, though. But I'm under your skin all over your body.
Tucked right in there between my bottom layer of skin and my muscles.
Yes, and it may surprise the boys and girls to learn that I'm really a liquid.
Liquid fat?
That's right, a yellowish liquid.
Well, I always thought you were solid, you know, like fat on a piece of meat.
Well, that's how I look when air touches me.
I see, you harden then.
Right, but down inside your skin where there's no air, I'm a liquid.
If you're a liquid, Mr. Fat, how come you don't drain all the way down to my feet when I stand up?
Because the master designer causes me to be held in place by special fiber tissues from your skin.
I see. They hold you in place.
Yes, these fiber tissues wrap around me and keep me floating between your skin and your muscles at all times.
Now, Mr. Fat, the boys and girls know you're real important to their health. But before you explain just how important you are, tell them how much of their body is made up of you, okay?
Well, for a normal, trim person, 10% of their body should be fat.
Well, how about a real chubby person?
As much as 40%.
What does 40% really mean?
That means 40% of that person's body weight is fat.
Ooh, that's way too much. Our friend will have to go on a diet. Now, Mr. Fat, if a girl weighs 60 pounds, and she has 10% fat?
Then she has 6 pounds of fat in her body, and that's good, very good. That's not being overweight, okay?
Okay, she really needs those 6 pounds of you.
For sure.
Now, before you tell us what she needs you for, Mr. Fat, tell the boys and girls how doctors are able to find out how much fat they have in their bodies, okay?
Okay, kids, you step on the scale, and it says 60 pounds, right? Well, now, that's your dry weight. Now, the doctor has to find out your wet weight.
Your wet weight? Well, how does he do that?
He puts a special scale underwater, and he has his patient stand on it.
Does the patient have to be underwater, too?
Yes, completely underwater and holding his nose.
And that's his wet weight?
Right. Now, if the scale says 54 pounds, that means the boy has 6 pounds of fat, or 10% of his body is fat.
Mm-hmm, that's just right. So really, the fat inside of us floats when we're in the water, and it doesn't weigh anything.
You've got it. But kids, please don't take your mommy's bathroom scales and put them in the swimming pool, because that would wreck them, okay?
Okay, Mr. Fat. Now the boys and girls want to know what you do for them. So would you tell them, please?
I insulate them from the cold and the heat.
Sure, fat is an insulator.
A very super good one, Uncle Bob. The wonderful creator wanted your body's temperature to be controlled.
And you help that in a big way, Mr. Fat.
It might be interesting to the boys and girls that I'm made out of acid and glycerol.
Acid and glycerol. Glycerol, sure. That's used in antifreeze in their dad's car.
To keep it from freezing, that's right.
And that's why you keep me warm, Mr. Fat. Because the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, made you out of glycerol.
That shows how intelligent he is, Uncle Bob.
Oh, for sure, Mr. Fat.
I also am a valuable shock absorber in the boys and girls' bodies, Uncle Bob.
You're padding, huh?
Yeah.
You protect their important body parts from jarring and banging.
Like their kidneys, for example. My maker put a lot of me around their kidneys.
That insulates the kidneys, and it protects them from being banged or jarred and damaged.
Right-o.
Okay, what else do you do for the boys and girls?
Well, I make their body look smooth and contoured. I give them a good figure.
Okay, without you, their skin would look baggy and saggy and ugly.
Sure would, Uncle Bob.
Now, do you do anything else for the boys and girls, Mr. Fat?
Sure do. I saved the best part till last. You ready?
I'm ready, Mr. Fat.
I supply a fantastic amount of energy to their bodies, Uncle Bob.
even more than the sugar and starches supply?
I give out twice as much energy as sugar, starches, and protein, Uncle Bob.
Wow, that is something else, because we know sugar and protein and starches give out a tremendous amount of energy, but you give out twice as much. How does that work, Mr. Fat?
Well, seeing that I lay next to your muscles and skin, kids, I can climb into your bloodstream any time your brain says you need extra energy.
And because you're already a liquid, that means you can flow anywhere in my body.
Right. Your brain knows how much fat fuel should be in your different body parts, see? And it signals me, Fat. Just the right amount of you jump into the bloodstream. And I do it, and away I go to supply spatial fuel for energy.
Mr. Fat, could you give the boys and girls an example of how you help them?
Okay, kids. Your liver is terribly important. It uses me for fuel.
You're the fuel for my liver?
Sure. Your liver couldn't work without me.
How about that? Fat is the fuel for my liver. Well, that's oil, you know. To show the boys and girls how important this is, tell them what their liver does for them, Mr. Fat.
Well, it controls the amount of sugar that gets into your blood, kids. For example, if your liver quit working and you ate a candy bar, you'd drop dead.
How come?
Because, Uncle Bob, the sugar in that candy bar would get in the kid's bloodstream, and it would go to his brain, and it would put him to sleep. He'd go into a coma, and he'd never wake up.
But Christ the Creator made the liver so it takes out a lot of that sugar and only lets a little to flow to the heart and then to the brain.
Just the right amount of sugar, too, because your brain needs sugar to work.
Meanwhile, the liver stores that extra sugar and puts it in the bloodstream when the blood gets just a tad bit low on sugar.
But your liver wouldn't work if it didn't have fuel, kids.
And you're that fuel, Mr. Fat.
Right.
Tell the boys and girls how you're made.
From the food the boys and girls eat.
Like
cheese, butter, milk, eggs, and chocolate.
Whenever the boys and girls eat any of these foods, the foods are digested and presto,
fat is made. That's me.
And all the time you're being used up, aren't you?
All the time I'm being made, too. If the boys and girls are eating right.
Well, I'm sure they want to eat right, Mr. Fat. Not too much of any one thing, because we don't want to get too much of you. Just about 10% of you for our body weight.
That's what a balanced diet is. Well, kids, do you feel like you know a little more about me?
Oh, a whole bunch more, Mr. Fat. Thank you so much. You've been a great teacher today.
Well, see you later, kids. Remember your creator while you're young, okay? Then you won't forget him later.
Good advice. Colossians 1:13 and 16 calls the creator the Son of God. You know who that is, don't you? The Lord Jesus Christ. Let your fat produce energy for Him today. Okay, that's it, Uncle Bob. Till next time for Storybook Room saying, have a great day. Listen, the Lord Himself will give you the virgin. Familiar words, aren't they?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's worship Baal, people.
Oh, let us hail, hail, Baal, Baal, hail, hail, Baal.
All right, hey, hey.
This is really cool.
Hey, we're going to have a sacrifice now, aren't we?
That's right. That's right.
Meanwhile...
No. No.
All right.
Hey, all right.
Uncle Bob's saying bye-bye.